is the days where you have personalities coming in, people congregating around them in Tahrir Square. They're talking and discussing ideas. After a while, you see them kind of withdraw into the skirmishes of Tahrir Square, either in apartments in downtown, back and forth, where they start writing articles that they like. If it's in English, they translate into Arabic. If it's in Arabic, they translate into English. You know, and they spread it out. They feel people think about it. They go back to Tahrir Square. They talk to more people. They continue doing the same. So it's kind of a very good counterbalance that's happening right now. And in Tahrir Square, it remains people growing in number. So more people are coming. More ideas are being debated. Today you had the sermon in the morning, the Coptic sermon. And people debated that a lot and what that means for the future of the country. And, you know, you had Friday prayers and now you have the Coptic sermon. You know, I mean, they think about it in the square because that's where you get the multiplicity of representation. And then you go back into the skirmishes, you get a laptop, you go on your phone, whatever, you get a piece of paper, a pen, and you just start writing. People have started writing and people have been posting, you know, and I'm not talking just locally. I mean, the Washington Post has seen Hussein Bengat's article yesterday. Today you have Zizek and Tara Ramadan on Al-Jazeera. Everybody's looking at that. There are articles that are coming out on Facebook written by people from the youth who are in Tahrir Square who are providing explanations for all the, you know, the supposedly destructive forces that have been conglomerating in Tahrir Square. It's a kind of counterbalance to that. And just like my cousin was saying right now, in Tahrir Square, you had a band come out, famous, you know, Alexandrian band come and play called Iskindarilla, for an hour or two. And then an hour later, you'll have someone come up and start talking and saying what they're thinking. And as long as that force remains multiple that way, ideas are flourishing. If it gravitates to one side way too much, then it just turns into a festival. If it gravitates to one side and to the other side, then it turns into one political allegiance. So you just need to make sure the counterbalance remains there. And because people have been convinced, they come in bodies and numbers, and they add to that. You know, and then you have the people who will go back to their apartments and write again and publish, etc. But it's got kind of like mechanism right now. It's just very, it's like a ricochet.